There's a new poll out on Mauna Kea and the 30-meter telescope. That is the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat's political and opinion editor, Chad Blair, on the line. Morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So you folks did this poll.
Well, you know, everyone's been talking about this, the 30-meter telescope in Mauna Kea and the protest. And so we thought it was absolutely more than timely to reach out to folks. So we went in the field, our pollster, MRG group, and we went on August 1st and August 3rd, so 3 days of calling people. And the results were pretty solid. 64 to 31% support building the TMT. That's, that's more than a landslide. That's a really 2-to-1 margin, very compelling support for the TMT. But we should also say that we polled Governor David Ige's performance, if you will, in handling the TMT situation, crisis, really. And in that case, just 21%, only about one-fifth of voters, support how the governor has done regarding the TMT. 53% of them have a very negative view of what the governor has done or not done.
That's interesting, perception, yeah. Of, I guess, his leadership skills.
Yeah, exactly. And we did reach out to the governor and ask him. We gave him a heads up on what the results are going to be. We figured, as a courtesy, he should know. And he responded by saying that he was grateful for that. He felt somewhat encouraged that the numbers show that people still want the TMT to be built. He says it, as he has said all along, he's committed to trying reaching a solution. There's no clear indication of what that solution might be or when, but as I indicated earlier, everybody is talking and thinking about TMT right now.
Yes, and you know, we've been hearing the stories, and I think they were alluding to older polls, so it's glad to have something fresh as all this
right,
has
the
happened.
Last... we have never polled TMT. We've used the same pollster now going on 10 years for all of our races. And the only other poll in recent memory was done by the Star Advertiser 2 years ago. And that poll showed a greater percentage. I think it was somewhere in the 70, not too much different. And it showed more Native Hawaiians supported it as well. But we have to be careful here. That's apples and oranges, right? It's a different polling mm-hmm. company. It was a different time, a different sample size, a different methodology. But I mentioned Hawaiians. Even though support for TMT crossed all demographic groups, income level, education level, race and ethnicity, political ideology, which is something that's really, really rare, there were a couple that stood out, and one of them was the Native Hawaiian survey. And in this case, 48% of Native Hawaiians to 44% actually opposed TMT. They were the one group, compared to Caucasians and Japanese and Filipino and Chinese, that really actually opposed the telescope, if by only a small margin. I should add one other thing. Another thing that stood out was the generational split. And we've been talking around the newsroom trying to figure out exactly why this happened. But if you're 50 years of age and older, overwhelmingly you support the TMT, 74%, right? That's three-fourths of people we've surveyed. But if you are under the age of 50, you oppose the TMT, about 54%, a majority. So not quite sure, trying to figure out exactly why there was a generational split.
And so, any other highlights you can share with us?
Well, one of the things that I think also kind of stands out, as I mentioned, it crossed political ideology. We survey controversial issues all the time. Rail comes to mind. How do you feel about Honolulu Rail? And issues like that, you'll see some differences of opinion if you identify as a liberal or as a conservative or a progressive or a Democrat or Republican. Not in this case. And our pollster said that is rare. You hardly ever see an issue in which ideology, political leanings, don't really factor into how you feel about this particular issue. And in this case, the telescope, that was pretty remarkable.
And talk about the timing of the poll, when you conducted it.
Yeah, I think that's important, and I'm glad you asked. We conducted it after the governor canceled that emergency proclamation, which, by the way, a lot of the voters that we talked to, I spoke to them directly, they said they hated that. They thought the emergency proclamation just was not necessary. They were also very upset about the arrest of the 38 kahuna, even if they support TMT. We heard that over and over. That also came after the governor extended, or rather the DLNR extended until 2021, right? Two more years to build it. But it also came before, meaning we stopped polling before the news was announced that the TMT folks actually are looking for a permit for the Canary Islands as a possible backup. It's their plan B if things don't work out. So I think that's important to understand when we went in the field and how that might have influenced what people said or did not say.
Okay. Anything else then? Do you want to underscore?
The last thing I would add is we surveyed registered voters. Some people had asked about that. Why did you survey registered voters? Well, two reasons. One, that's how we've always done it. That way our poll is consistent. And two, they're the people that are residents of Hawaii. It's not someone who's coming in here as an outsider, someone who's maybe going to grad school or is in the military or as a visitor. They're certainly welcome here, but we felt it was important as people that live here, how they feel about issues that are directly impacting the state of Hawaii.
All right. Okay. Thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
We've been talking with Honolulu Civil Beat political and opinion editor Chad Blair for today's Reality Check. To read all the details about this latest poll, visit civilbeat.org.